Last month, protesters gathered at Tate Plaza for a walkout and rally against ICE. Among those addressing the crowd was Yvonne Mendoza, a second-year student at the University of Georgia, who was outspoken about his opposition to the Trump administration's immigration policies.
I'm always going to be a proud child of immigrants. My mom is from Costa Rica. My dad is from Mexico. My dad never even completed elementary school, and my mom did not have the funds to complete her years at college at Costa Rica. I always am inspired by them. I wouldn't be at UGA without them. Yeah.
On campus, Mendoza holds three leadership roles in multicultural student organizations. He's noticed that some groups have shied away from hosting cultural events out of concern they'd be seen as too political.
I try my hardest to promote events that actually benefit the immigrant community, that benefit the Latino community, and that we always have that kind of source of cultural enrichment.
He says this self-censorship is the wrong approach. Instead, groups and individuals should embrace their identity.
I think it's very, very important to remind Puerto Ricans and to remind Latinos to wave your flags and not be ashamed of where you come from, to never forget where you are. And as I always say in Spanish, seguimos aquí, which means we are still here.
Love to your neighbor rather than hatred on something that you don't understand.
I think it's very beautiful when all of us can come together and like be unashamed of where we come from. Diversity matters, representation matters. A lot of people forget that, but I think it's very important to consistently remind people that that matters.
Mendoza is not alone in that belief. Protest moderator Aspen David said that it's up to students to join together and advocate for one another.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Finding alternative outlets for community-based organizing, it's going to be key over the coming months and years to make sure that we're not caught unprepared.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
David is chair of the Young Democratic Socialists of America and a second-year UGA student. He says the rally was in response to the Department of Homeland Security's initial plans to convert a Social Circle warehouse into an ICE detention center that could hold up to 10,000 immigrants awaiting deportation.
That's right in our backyard. We cannot sit idly by while our neighbors are being taken from their homes, dragged into the streets, and shoved into unmarked cars and disappeared. That is unconscionable, staying silent in the face of such vicious hatred.
To Mendoza, protests and community events are more than just platforms to speak on issues. They're a way to honor his parents and stand up for something bigger than himself.
I'm a walking reflection of my parents. I'm a walking reflection of my immigrant community. And I think it's very important to vocalize my truth for those who cannot right now.